This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating admitting history and physical on patient Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N, first name Robbie, R-O-B-B-I-E, middle Louise, L-O-U-I-S-E, date of birth February 21, 1963, the place of service, Windsor Skilled Nursing Facility, the HPI, the patient is a 56-year-old female with history of seizures, comma, chronic kidney disease, stage 3, comma, hypertension, comma, hypothyroidism, emphysema, comma, schizophrenia, and MDD, who presented with generalized weakness and altered mental status to Highland Hospital on 1/29/2020 period. She was felt to have seizure disorder and was felt to be post-ictal period. She was also found to have deconditioning, acute anemia, for which she received 1 unit of packed red blood cells, period. She further was found to have skin breakdown with extensive irritation, mild erosion, and foul odor from the penis / breast period. She was started on miconazole 2% powder BID period. Additional discharge diagnosis included thrombocytopenia, next number hypertension, next number emphysema, next number hypothyroidism, period. She was maintained on levothyroxine at 137 milligrams QAM, period. She has history of schizophrenia and was maintained on olanzapine 2.5 milligrams HS and Abilify 15 milligrams daily. Given history of CVA, she was maintained on Lipitor and aspirin. Plavix had been discontinued. With this background, then, patient is returned to the skilled nursing facility, period. Currently, the main issue is deconditioning, period. Her past medical history, as noted, includes seizure disorder, next number hypertension, next emphysema, next number hypothyroidism, next number mood disorder, next number schizophrenia, next number history of CVA, next number anemia. The medications, topiramate 25 milligrams BID, next number aspirin 81 milligrams daily, next number Senna 8.6 milligrams take 2 HS, next number Depakote 500 milligrams BID, next number Kepro 1000 milligrams BID, next allergies, penicillin, family history, non-contributory, social history, patient is chronically hospitalized at the skilled nursing facility, as noted. She has morbid obesity, she has obstructive sleep apnea, and severe depression, period. The review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs review, she is noted to be stable. In general, she is a morbidly obese female who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. H-E-E-N-T, head is adramatic, no misphalic, people equal non-reactive delight, and accommodation, spirits clear. B. Neck is supple, oral cavity unremarkable, chest normal excursion, lungs clear to auscultation and percussion, cardiovascular, regular rate rhythm, abdomen is obese, non-tender, back, no CVAT, extremities, trivial edema, neurologic, she is oriented to person, place, and time. The data review, not available, impression, 56-year-old female, discharge with chronic kidney disease, type 3, hypertension, seizures, post-sexual disorder, hypothyroidism, emphysema, mood disorders, anemia, hypertension, and hypothyroidism. Currently, she is stable. Plan, PT/OT. In addition, continue medications as ordered per Highland General Hospital. Dr. Rawlington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.